Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Casting to five states and three Canadian provinces, this here's What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Well, if you ask me.
Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. It is Monday. It is April 17th. Welcome to it. We're at coming up on 7 past the hour. Lots in the churning in the news cycle today, my friend. Lots churning. What is on your mind? Let's go. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Whatever's on your mind, we'll unpack whatever. If you want to text us, again, you can call the studio line, 701-271-1100. You can text the studio line, 701-237-1590. If you'd like to leave a message, 855-200-1776, push extension 1, and you can shoot an email. The studio at flagfamily.com, studio at flagfamily.com. That's the ways to reach out. We have got on the eastern end of the state, North Dakota and Minnesota, we've got the flooding is starting to occur now. The Minnesota Department of Transportation closed Highway 27 west of Wheaton due to water over the road. We're talking about out by Kindred, Red River, Buffalo River, Wild Rice, all on the rise. But if you go to 511MN or 511ND.org, if you're in the eastern part of the state or in western Minnesota, you can get updates on what roads are closing. It's overland flooding. You know, it's what we do. We've done it before. And we're dealing with it. So we got that going on. Where can we start? We could, we get the, you know, every time I get a text, and my main man, Nate, Newshound Nate, I call him. Main man Nate decided to sit in with me today. Thanks for coming in today, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me in.
Nate and I do a lot of, I'll be talking about something. He'll text me a thing, a source I hadn't seen, things like that. So I call him Newshound Nate. And I don't know if you saw this. This came in on the text. The UN now wants to decriminalize sex between adults and minors. United Nations discreetly issued a report last month, encouraging members of the UN to decriminalize sex between minors and adults. The, the Epstein thing just rings out, doesn't it, here? Yeah. The UN states, with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied in a non-discriminatory manner. Encouragement or enforcement may not be linked to the sex or gender of the, it goes on. We are losing our damn minds. That's why we got the text, and the U.S. needs to leave the U.N. You think there's any, this global pedophile thing? I mean, you hear about this all, you know, that I know there is. Actually, I know for a fact that there is. But it might be bigger than anybody ever thought. I've told I don't know, Nate, if you've heard this story. My friend owns my friend Liz married a Major League Baseball player from the Dominican. And they were married for about 15 years. They divorced. And she opened up a mission in Dominican, in Punta Plata, called Dove Missions. If you look up Dove deal, like the bird Dove Missions, they have an orphanage there and a school. And of course, half of the island of the big landmass there, half is the Dominican Republic. The other half is Haiti. And a few years ago, got to cover Viking training camp, and Liz happened to be, she's from the Twin Cities as well. We worked together in Phoenix, dated for a while. She's a great gal. And it's a huge heart, and she has just a huge passion for the kids and the work she does down in the Dominican. And has saved countless girls Haitian, you know, basically Haitian sex slave women that, you know, the world loves to get their hands on. And we're having dinner when I was down at the training camp, and she was telling me, and I said, geez, Haiti, you know, wow. I mean, the trafficking, and the, she said, oh, Kev, you have no idea. And I said, really? She said, well, I'll tell you, there's a building in Puerto Plata, which is where her orphanage is, and they have they call it the Pedo High Rise. It's like a 12-story hotel-type building, you know, and it's owned by a bunch of Middle Eastern billionaires, whatever. The whole thing caters to these pedophilia. And then they'll come in, and they'll fly in on their jets, and they'll roll into this big deal, you know, different groups all year round, different times of the year. They come from the Middle East. You see, you know, sheiks and people full flowing robes and the headgear and the whole deal, different times. People from all over the world, all different. And they work with this network of traffickers that will bring in van loads of girls and little boys into this. And we're talking girls, 12, you know, 13 years old, young boys too. They'll bring them in by the van load into this high-rise complex. Some of them leave, some of them don't. Some of them leave and they don't go back to where they came from. They go to someplace else or whatever. Like the movie Taken. Taken?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's real. That's real. That happens. That's not based on some, you know. But so that's when they talk about, hey, you know, normalize the minors thing. Nah, big deal with that. Come on. That's sick. That is just, and the United Nations is backing it. Let's see. Picture a shot to the text line, a picture of Boys Life magazine, October 1911. This was a time before mass shootings, fentanyl, fast cars, social media, video games, and spare the rod. Yeah. Boy, simpler. Definitely a simpler time. Can't have any of that now. Morning, Kev. Have you heard what is in the new education bill in Minnesota? I have not. I can only imagine. Studio at flagfamily.com. Send me a link. I can only imagine what Minnesota's doing. And by the way, we're going to talk to Jason Lewis here to the bottom of the hour. He is Mr. Minnesota. The Minneapolis City Council has now approved, and I have so many questions about this, they've now approved a call to prayer for all Muslim residents in Minneapolis 5 times a day. As Nate told me, we were in the break, and Nate told me earlier, as I understand, they start this at 5:30 in the morning?
They started it at 7 a.m., I believe, last year, and they're talking about starting it at daybreak. And these call to prayers are up to a half hour long.
Yeah, and they sound a big, you know, I don't know, are they using the emergency alert systems, the tornado sirens to, because they have a, like, it's an audible thing that they broadcast out in, like, in Mecca. You know, it's whatever, and it's the, when they hear that, they know that's time to, I believe they face Mecca and put the carpet down and do the thing, and I don't know. I know that 5 times a day they're gonna have no problem with that. With whatever. Leave work. I'm sure you could probably leave school to do it if you have to, because, you know, inclusive. So we'll talk, Jason Lewis, we're going to talk to him about that and break it down a little bit. It's just unbelievable. And again, if we're going to allow that, you got to allow it all. That just opens, to me, that just opens, especially with schools. If that comes into the school and that's a part of school and Christian kids aren't able to, you know, can't have that, but we can do this, but not that. If you open one, you got to open them all. And then just after 10, Mark Lindquist, who we've had on. Mark's a farmer. He's been over in Ukraine on and off. He's just left the Donbass, bound for London. He's going to meet with Anthony Gardner, former U.S. ambassador to the EU. We'll check in with him to see what's happening in the Ukraine from a guy that's on the ground there. Nate last week was showing me, my man Nate here was showing me a bunch of different videos that you don't see. Those are on Twitter, right?
Yeah. If you find some good links on Twitter, you can actually see
what they never show you.
War footage from the drones above and satellites way up in the sky. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they'll never show you that. I mean, some of the bombs that are hitting and, you know, it seemed like when we were in the Gulf War, they always had those footage of the black target, the bullseye on the target from way up above, and boom, see just the big. That's what they're not showing that anymore on mainstream media. You can find it online. So there's all that. What's on your mind? 701-271-1100, 701-237-1590. That's the text line. Or you can leave a message at 855-200-7876, extension 1. Text in. Okay. Says, Kev, stick with me here. How would the public feel if the school district hired or brought in drug users to talk about how wonderful it is to do drugs? Pot, cocaine, heroin, meth, any or all of them. Teach the kids, starting in kindergarten, about the great feeling that drugs can give them. It's their choice. They can do whatever they want. Their body. Nobody has a right to tell them it's not right. Or how about teaching the kids, starting in kindergarten, how to steal stuff? Take what you want, whenever you want. It's their choice. What they want. How they feel. Nobody has the right to tell them it's wrong. Again, yeah, totally get it. What would happen then? Right. Yeah. Well, then you're into full-blown Sodom.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County, near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County, near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County, near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County, near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today on this Monday, 17th of April, 2023, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. April specials going on. Pizza Corner pizzas are $6.99 through the end of the month. Igog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. I bought a pair the other day. Hey, when I forget my glasses, I have to buy another pair. So now I have like five pairs, mostly happens through the winter, so I have five pairs. I usually get them at Petro Serve in Glendon. But I have like five good pairs for the summer to lose, which is what I always do with them. And I reacquire them in the winter. Butcher Meat Sticks, $4.59. They get the liquid ice is 2 for $3.50. Washer fluid, which you need now, the $2.69 for the blue ones, $2.99 for the purple jugs, and all quarts of Havoline oil are $3.99. That's a buy. All right, and then it's Monday, so any fresh baked muffins are just 99 cents at all PetroServe USA locations, and they are hiring. Bunch of locations, PetroServeUSA.com. A couple of more. We were talking a little bit about a text that came in about this thing with the UN, and I wanted to finish this text. This long text about, you know, tell kids how wonderful it is to do drugs and tell kids how wonderful it is to smoke and drink and pick anything that's bad for society. Let's teach our kids starting in kindergarten it's okay and normal. The texter finishes by saying, why is it okay to teach kids that they may not be a boy or a girl or that they may be gay or not teach them the other things that they can or can't be or do? This is what happens to a society when God has been removed and there's no concern for your eternal soul. There's got to be something for that. Again, we live in an age where the word no is not doesn't matter anymore. So many people just don't know how to take no for an answer. They're not going to be, you know, they're going to do what they're, it's not wrong. I can do what I want. I can be who I want. I can think who I want. You're not going to tell me. Well, we're not going to get there. And if we don't get some merit back in our society, and you know, if we keep going down this road of everybody, the eighth place trophy, everybody gets a trophy, there are no winners and losers, we're done. We're done. Okay, 701-271-1100. Greg is on the road in Daisy, the history of the hogs. Greg, what's on your mind? We were talking about feral hogs in North Dakota. What's up?
People don't realize, like in the South, the hogs was introduced there when the Spaniards came into the South.
Yep.
When the Spaniards came up through Florida to Louisiana into Texas, everywhere they went, they left pigs. So when they came back, there would be food for them.
And here we are.
You know, progressive. And here we are. There's been several things that, you know, you've got a lot of domestic pigs that's been introduced, but maybe 10 years ago, something like that, some people got the wild idea to get some Russian hogs and brought them in. And that's when things really got interesting. You know, the Russians can handle the winters a lot better, and they are a lot more aggressive. They will eat meat. They've been wiping out turkeys, young deer, things like that. You know, it's become a real issue.
Oh yeah, and you can't. I mean, I know in Texas, a couple times I've been, you can't shoot enough of them. I mean, they're everywhere. Then they scatter, and then you got to go find them again. That's why you have 30 round expanded magazines, so you can get 30 shots off and maybe take a dozen of them down.
There's a lot of people that's going to the hunting, you know, thermals at night and stuff with them.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, everybody, if you want a hog hunt now, you got to go at night because they don't run around much in the day, and they are right. Nasty.
See, and you know, as I was growing up, I'm born and raised in Florida, and the area where we're at, there was always has been wild hogs, but they didn't come out into the farmlands. They stayed in the swamps. They stayed there, you know. And as now that the population has risen, they've had to come out of the swamps.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Looking for food, yeah.
All right, Greg. Well, mount up, load up. Let's go get ourselves some some bacon.
Amen.
All right. Have a good day, buddy.
Thank you.
You bet. I'm guessing he's not from around here. Yeah, you bet. And that's what it is, man. You go down and there's, if you've seen any of the TV shows about hog hunts in Texas, it's craziness. I mean, and you get one cornered they are not nice at all.
I'm looking at the North Dakota, Game and Fish website.
Yep.
And they actually have a section in their website, avoiding problems with feral pigs. And did you know that it's actually against the law in the state of North Dakota to shoot a feral pig?
Are you kidding me? Come on.
You have to actually contact the State Board of Animal Health immediately before eliminating the problem.
No. Nope. That'd be one thing that I might not pay attention to.
If you must contact them
raiding my garden
24 hours, and they stated...
Is this after you shoot it, or do you have to call 24 hours before you shoot one?
Oh, right away, within sight of seeing them. And they actually said exactly what you did, that the hunters who shoot at the animals can scatter them and complicate trapping or the eradication efforts of the game and fish department.
Not if I have a suppressor. And the big mama just drops, and the rest of them look like, what's going on?
Boom.
Why is she laying down? We were talking about this thing with the UN passing this, I don't know what this is, some sort of a consensual sexual conduct thing. And you said you got a deal from, who, from Theo, who, of Flurry? What is this?
Theo Flurry is the brother of Minnesota Wild goalie Marc-Andre Fleury.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And,
he played in the NHL for a while.
He did. He played for the Calgary Flames,
yeah.
And he also played on the Canadian Olympic gold medalist team.
Okay, yep.
And his claim is that, and he tweeted this, he's blasting the UN and calling the UN is full of a bunch of pedophiles.
Yeah, I saw the screenshot here. It's a... He retweeted, according to the United Nations, children may consent to sex with adults. This has been the plan all along. Consensual sexual conduct, irrespective of the type of sexual activity, the sex, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression of the people involved, or their marital status may not be criminalized in any circumstances. So, Wow. Who thinks that's a good idea, other than the UN? The UN is full of pedophiles. Some of this stuff makes me... I can't even imagine the sick level of perversion that's out there. Hal, emailer Hal, shot us a link on the Will Social Security Run Out? I'll tell you, they better do something. You want to see an insurrection? You start pulling Social Security from the folks that are needing it and getting it. And you're gonna find out just how pissed a population can get while you're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to other to Ukraine and wherever. And they're saying no. And it the final thoughts in the article said, yeah, Social Security needs some fixing, but it will still be around when you retire, so there's no need to panic. It will survive. Now, here's the caveat. It says the system will survive as long as responsible lawmakers continue to make substantive changes to the program as needed.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The 127th running of the Boston Marathon takes place today as Patriots Day has arrived. Nearly 30,000 runners from over 100 countries are expected to be on the course. It comes 10 years after the deadly Boston Marathon bombing claimed the lives of 3 people and injured many others as bombs exploded near the finish line. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a field hearing on the issue of crime in New York City this morning.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew had this to say on Fox News Live.
I might be a simple country dentist, but I'm telling you the truth. This guy has literally reduced over half of all the penalties that have come through the courts to a misdemeanor.
Democrats are saying the hearing is being used as a way to distract the public from Manhattan D.A. Bragg's charges against former President Trump over the, quote, hush money payment scandal. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. Going to be catching up with Jason Lewis here in just a minute. I was just chatting during the break from our friend Corey in Minnesota, just talking about the UN normalizing and, you know, and as a society normalizing this kind of this trans nonsense, the pedophilia, you know, all of this. It's just godless. It's just, you know, and was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. I think about the movie, the series or the book, The Stand. Stephen King's The Stand, you know, where basically all of the sodomites ended up in Las Vegas. And it was like the pit, you know, it's like, and the nuclear bomb. And if you're familiar with the Stand, you know, Vegas just becomes a den of sodomites. I mean, we, and the more we try and normalize this, and you see this stuff coming out of the UN, I don't know how any reasonable human says it's okay for a minor. For a child to consent to sex with an adult. I mean, that's just at the core of what's wrong. Jonah's in Moorhead, wants to talk about World Health Organization, and we're going to get Jason Lewis on. Mr. Minnesota on deck. Joan, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hi.
Go ahead, Joan.
I was calling about this WHO hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joan.
I'm just calling about the WHO. Yeah, am I talking? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. You're calling about the WHO. What about them?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes, it's they're trying to take away our sovereignty, our medical and personal health sovereignty.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you guys already talked about it.
Yep.
Oh, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I just want, there's a thing, you know, with Reggie Littlejohn. They, you know, to call all our senators and congressmen because apparently they snuck it in that National Defense Authorization Act. Did you hear about that? On
nine,
on page, out of like 1772 and 950, they snuck it in. So we have to get out of the WHO. You've already talked about that.
Yeah, well, I'll mention it again. There's they basically turned over, thanks, Joan. Yeah, they've basically turned over the decisions for this country to the World Health Organization. It was more, I think, more focused on in the event of pandemics and things like that. But we need to. And I'm going to go back to all of these, not the climate accord, the World Health Organization, all of these, you know, all of this stuff. I go back to let's get out of all of them. Let's reassess. Let's look at what the deal is, and we'll get back in if it makes sense. My friend Jason Lewis, main man, is on. Mr. Minnesota, how you doing, brother? Good to talk to you again.
You know, I'm doing well, Kevin. Good to hear your voice. I'll tell you, you know, it's funny you talk about all these multilateral institutions, WHO covered for China during COVID,
right.
And then we end up funding the largest portion of that organization. So the first thing you do is defund it. But there isn't a one of them, not one of these multilateral organizations, whether it's health, whether it's trade, whether it's climate, whether it's the UN Criminal Tribunal, that one Republican consultant out of Washington, D.C., would advise any Republican candidate to tackle. Not one. And therein lies the segue, my friend. We have a crisis in the swamp of a lack of spine on the part of our own people to take on the most, shall we say, the most sensitive of issues. They just don't want to go there. You know, the Mitch McConnell Republicans say,
yeah,
if a corporate tax cut can't fix it, don't talk about it.
Right. Oh, exactly. And then I don't know, the woke mob or whatever. I don't understand the cowardice in so many of these rhinos. Is it just politicians? Are they just, I mean, it's just dyed-in-the-wool politicians? Are they don't have a set or what?
I don't, you know, it's gone beyond rhinos. It extends to damn near every member of the United States Senate on our side, save for one or two. But you've got a situation here where it's the consultancy class that tells Republicans, why would you stir up that hornet's nest? Just don't talk about it.
Right.
And now we're coming to the point where you can't close your eyes to things like what used to be called child abuse, letting adult males go into little girls' bathrooms or locker rooms. That was child abuse not too long ago. What we're talking about with the transgender movement, with abortion, with all of the insanity that's around us, you can't close your eyes to that anymore. And for too many years, decades, I would say, that was the advice given to Republicans. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's just too hot. And until Trump came along, they wouldn't. But now you really can't avoid the social issues, thanks to Dobbs. You can't avoid the transgender insane agenda. You can't avoid what happened during COVID. You can't avoid the absolute runaway crime in Minneapolis and St. Paul and every major urban area any longer if you want to make a difference. And if you don't want to make a difference, I don't care if you lose anymore. And I say that as a former politician.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how so much of this stuff, it's just so far beyond reasonable. We've lost reasonable. We've lost so far beyond a compromising position that, you know, that Leah Thomas, all of this stuff that we're supposed to just go, all right, no problem. Let her have the trophy, whatever. No, get out.
There was a great movie many, many years ago with Ingrid Bergman called Gaslight. And that's where the term gaslighting became. Well, what they were trying to convince Ingrid she was crazy. And they told her the sky was you know, green when it was blue. And they kept repeating absolute lies that are the total opposite of reality.
Right.
And they repeated them long enough. And everybody told her, pretty soon she started to believe it and started to go insane. What the American left has done, and to your point, starting with climate change, is keep repeating the lie. And then if you push back, you're a denier. So first you're a climate denier. Then you are an election denier. Then you're a vax denier. And they found this template of gaslighting that just simply tells people what isn't so, but they keep repeating it. It's a Goebbels-like methodology. And that's why the insane becomes normalized. Because you've got this cacophony of media, the Democrat Media Alliance, as I refer to in my book, Party Animals, which I hope everyone has read by now. And it is insidious in its attempt to turn America insane.
I don't know how you look at this stuff. Meanwhile, at the border, meanwhile in America's cities, meanwhile in California, meanwhile at the gas pump. Where do you stop with the actual real problems and maybe start paying attention to those?
Well, that is why they do it, right? It's called deflection. Why they're going after Trump right now is you're not going after Hunter Biden when you're going after Trump. Why you're talking about climate change or transgenderism or a nonstop litany of abortion to satisfy liberal, rich, white, suburban women. Well, then you're not talking about crime. You're not talking about the border. You're not talking about gas prices, grocery prices. You're not talking about all the things that really matter, are you?
Exactly. And key point there, the things that really matter. You know, let's focus. I know you're a former congressman from Minnesota, Minnesota resident, et cetera, as am I. Just, wow, some stuff out of St. Paul, man. Every day I look at something else and think, wow. Okay, what else are we, you know, going to – I mean, I think we're just right behind California, Washington, Oregon, whatever. I think we're probably ahead of those some of those states and some of the stuff we're doing. But I feel like I'm been taken hostage, kind of.
Well, this is the difference. And by the way, I just wrote a piece on my Substack newsletter called "Can Minnesota Be Saved?" And the answer increasingly is no. But I would encourage everybody to go read that. It's jasonlewis.substack.com, jasonlewis.substack.com, and it's called "Can Minnesota Be Saved?" And it goes through the litany of crazy things that this legislature is passing now that they've got control over state government. And it is the most radical in Minnesota history by far. When you look at, they want to become a transgender refugee for surgery, so all of the hospital facilities can make a lot of money abusing children. They want to make certain that they have voting for illegal immigrants, and that's exactly what's happening, voting for illegal immigrants.
They're already driving.
In the election reform, they give them a license, then they say any breeder document will do for voting, and they're off and running.
There you go.
And that's what's happening in St. Paul. They have a $19 billion surplus that they have spent. They didn't give a tax cut. They spent the whole damn thing when we're the fourth highest tax state in the country. And then you've got crime running rampant. So what are they doing? They want to reduce time served for criminals from 70% to 50%. So when I say the difference between Democrats and Republicans, Kevin, is fundamentally this. Republicans in the consultancy class look at the next election. They look at the polls. What do we have to do to win next time? Democrats don't give a damn. They look at what they have to do to change society. And I'll give you a perfect example.
Yep.
They passed Obamacare with Al Franken and company in 2010, 29, I think it was, 2010, right around there. The next midterm, they lost because of it. But guess what? They eventually got the House back. Now they've lost it again. They eventually got the Senate back, but Obamacare is still here with us. So they were willing to fall on the sword for a single election to change society. And now, of course, Biden wants illegal immigrants to get Obamacare. So they're just more serious about the fundamental transformation from America or the West into a more collectivist, authoritarian, very, very Orwellian regime, and Republicans are still worried about the polls. And as long as that continues,
exactly,
society's going to drift down. And I frankly think the Twin Cities are gone.
I do, too. I don't know how you say it. And then now Minneapolis, the city council, has voted to allow the call to prayer for those of the Muslim faith five times a day. I got to imagine that if a young Muslim student is in eighth grade, you know, over in Minneapolis North or whatever, you're going to let those kids out of class five times a day so they can go pray, right?
Imagine if someone proposed that the Catholics ought to be able to go to Mass every day out of school.
Five times a day, yeah.
Five times a day.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the outrage, separation of church and state and all of that? So, and that's the point, isn't it? People say, well, come on now, Jason and Kevin, Twin Cities aren't gone. They'll come back. Well, let me know the date when you think anyone in Minneapolis and St. Paul will elect a city council man or woman who isn't certifiably crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nope, I don't either. I don't know how.
They've got power and they're doubling down. And the coup de grace is the electoral reforms they're going to pass so that no Republican will ever win again in a close race.
Yeah, not to mention the harvesting and the things that are already going on in Hennepin and Ramsey County and, you know, much of the seven-county metro.
Yeah, they're going to legalize cheating.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly the plan.
You know, when you have 2 or 3 months voting, you have ballot harvesting, you have 60% of the vote, as in my case, was done by mail-in, you are legalizing errant voting. And they're doing that on purpose so they can adjust as needed. And so you know, as I say in a recent post on Substack, the states, New York, California, Illinois,
Jason, hang on. Can you hang on just a second? Yep. Hang on 1 second. We got a break here.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scotty's off. Kevin Flynn sitting in. He'll be back tomorrow. My buddy NewsHound Nate hanging out with me. We're talking with Jason Lewis, former Minnesota congressman, has the book out, The Party Animal. And what's the Substack address to Jason?
Party Animal: The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press, and everything we just talked about is in that book. And what I saw in Washington and what we have to do to get out from under it. Party Animal is the name of the book, and the Substack newsletter is just at jasonlewis.substack.com. jasonlewis.substack.com.
We were talking a little bit about in the break about what's going on in Minneapolis with this call to prayer, and I, you know, and Obama, you know, and we look at the how the Somali population propagated in the Twin Cities, and it has truly propagated. It is the if you're downtown, I mean, and only the Minneapolis City Council in the Twin Cities are going to advise Hyundai and Kia to change how they make cars, as opposed to maybe, you know, getting enough law enforcement to battle the massive amount of carjacking that's going on with these Somali gangs. And no one ever wants to, you know, say what it is in Minneapolis. And what's going on is these the gangs predominantly are around Little Mogadishu. The crime in downtown Minneapolis surrounds these Somali gangs. It's, you know, it is what it is. But they never want to talk about that. But let's bow down and make sure that they can go pray five times a day. Well, that's like, okay, what's next for Minneapolis? I mean, how far down can it go, buddy?
Well, look, I mean, what people are really concerned about in the Twin Cities, and understandably so, is where's the backlash? So you had a sitting governor and a lunatic lieutenant governor, Flanagan, who thinks they're wearing a T-shirt with a knife on it saying we'll fight anybody who opposes transgenderism is somehow governing. And Peggy Flanagan is a lunatic. But they think, where's the backlash to COVID lockdowns, putting seniors in COVID-positive congregated living facilities while shutting down businesses, shutting down kids, and basically devastating the economy and forcing the jab on people who didn't need it? That's what Minnesota did, but where's the backlash to that? We had the riots and the crime out of the Floyd case. Where's the backlash to that? There is no backlash. So why is there no backlash? There is no backlash because Minneapolis and St. Paul are wholly owned subsidiaries of the radical authoritarian left. But more importantly, there is no voice in the media. The Minnesota media is a horrible joke. And I'm talking about the 10 p.m. news. I'm talking about NPR, whose husband, by the way, Peggy, whose reporter covering my race was Peggy Flanagan's boyfriend and now husband.
Yeah.
That's NPR. You've got NPR, you've got the Star Tribune, which basically has the state they've always wanted. How's that working out for everybody? So the Minnesota media is not telling people the truth about crime, not telling people the truth about COVID, the truth about taxes, the truth about illegal immigration, and the truth, to your point, about replacement theory. I thought, you know, when like it or not, the Minneapolis and St. Paul that my mother grew up in is unrecognizable from the Minneapolis-St. Paul today. And you can say that's good, you can say it's bad, but it is a fact. And that's quote-unquote replacement theory when you have asylum programs run amok and open borders. So everything has changed,
yeah.
And not for the better in my view, in your view, but you can't deny everything has changed. And so until we get the truth, and you're not going to get it from the Minnesota media, which is totally corrupt. I'm not saying they're wrong.
I'm saying
they are corrupt to the core. And I'm talking about the news affiliates. I'm talking about sports talk radio, the newspapers, NPR, you name it. They are state-run media doing the bidding of their masters, and it's sick.
Yeah, I don't know how, again, nobody wants to have a debate about it. You're not allowed to have any, you know, they're shut down. I mean, this thing about transgender destination, it's like Disneyland for transgender-affirming surgeries and whacking off body parts. You know, come to Minnesota. Hey, your kid, you didn't like his third-grade report card? Come here to end his life, you know, at that point. It's like,
A lot of nonprofit hospitals, Kevin, that are going to make a lot of money over transitioning.
Man.
And they're advertising.
Really? I haven't seen
by
that.
By the way, guess where they donate?
Where?
They donate to all the Democrats in Minnesota, including both of my opponents.
Oh, yeah.
The medical community in Minnesota has a lot to answer for. Look, I'll give you a perfect example. This is very unpopular because this is big money talking. Medical device industry. They basically lobby for Obamacare. Then they lobby Democrats to get out from under the tax to fund it, and they got it. So Obamacare was going to tax retail sales for the medical devices and pharmaceuticals and to pay for the damn thing, which is still bleeding money. But they wanted it because you get more customers, right? If everybody's got their health care paid for, why, those companies are going to have a lot more business. But they didn't want to pay for it, so they lobbied Angie Craig and Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar to get the tax to pay for Obamacare that benefits their bottom line undone on their company. And that's who controls politics in Minnesota. You look at these nonprofit hospitals that are doing gender transition, and you'd recognize the names. They're in, all in on this movement. You look at the Mayo Clinic. Why do you think Rochester is blue?
Oh, yeah. That's a great point there, too. All right, my man Jason Lewis. The book is Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and the Partisan Press. Read it, get it, learn it, know it, live it. And that's Substack, jasonlewis.substack. What is it? jasonlewis.substack.com. All right, my friend. Always a pleasure to catch up. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure, Kevin. Be well, my friend.
All right, bro. There you go. One and only Jason Lewis on What's On Your Mind. All right. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to talk some Ukraine from a guy on the ground there.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.